This is KUOW Seattle. I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. How is our state going to pay to educate our children? $3 billion in higher state taxes is what Democrats are proposing. The legislature, remember, is under a court order to spend more on schools. Now it's time to figure out how. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins is with us. Hi, Austin.
Hello and good afternoon, Bill.
So the Democrats want the state to impose a capital gains tax. That's a form of income tax, Austin. What are Republicans saying to that idea?
Well, let me just note, Republicans say it's a form of an income tax. In fact, they like to call it a capital gains income tax.
Did I just give Republican talking points?
You did.
Okay.
But that's fine. Because, you know, the reality is, Bill, if this were to pass, and it won't pass, but if it did, it would end up in court, and there would actually be a pretty rigorous debate in the court over whether it is an income tax. But Democrats push back on that idea forcefully. They say it's not an income tax, it's an excise tax. Republicans chuckle at that. The point is, and setting that aside, Republicans argue it's volatile, it's unreliable at a time when the Washington Supreme Court is demanding not just ample but reliable sources of funding for schools. They've made it clear, Republicans that is, that a capital gains tax is an absolute non-starter with them.
Yes, the sticking point is that our state Supreme Court at one point has said that income taxes are unconstitutional here.
Correct.
So who, let's just talk about the Democratic idea for this capital gains tax. Who would pay it?
Well, the way House Democrats have structured this is that they say fewer than 50,000 of Washington's 7 million people would pay this, or about 1.5% of tax filers. It would tax capital gains above and beyond $25,000 per person, or $50,000 for a joint filers. It would not be levied on retirement accounts, the sale of livestock, the sale of agricultural timberlands, or the sale of single-family homes. Really, what the House Democrats are saying they're trying to target here is the sale of stocks and bonds by wealthy individuals.
And 7% tax, that's the idea on those earnings. Above $25,000 unless you're a joint filer. So Democrats want to go beyond the capital gains tax to pay for education and other stuff. They want to raise business taxes. What's that look like?
Right. They're proposing really an overhaul of the state's love it or hate it business and occupation tax on gross receipts. So first off, they would impose a 20% tax hike in the B&O tax for companies that gross $250,000 or more. Now, they would also provide a $100,000 tax deduction for companies making between $250,000 and $500,000, if I haven't lost you already. Stay with me here.
I'm here.
At the same time, they would exempt companies grossing less than $250,000 a year from the B&O tax altogether. So what they're saying here is they would exempt nearly three-quarters of Washington companies from paying any business and occupation tax, and they would raise the tax on the wealthiest companies, but not on Boeing, because remember, Boeing gets a preferential B&O tax rate. They would not put that 20% surcharge on that preferential rate. It's a complex proposal. The idea being, though, that maybe companies that make a lot of money could pay more, and you could exempt a bunch of others and get a win out of it. But it's complicated.
That's the Democrats' idea. Even Republicans, whatever they like or don't like about that, they've got to admit there is a budget shortfall. So how are Republicans proposing to live up to that court order that the state fully fund education?
Right. And I'm not sure that they would say in the classic sense that there's a budget shortfall. They will acknowledge that more money is needed for education. Mm-hmm. They will also point out that tax coffers are swelling in this state. Over the two biennias, we're anticipated in this state to take in about $2.5 billion more without raising taxes or doing anything. So, you know, we're still in a recovering economy environment and also recovering tax revenues. I would also note that Senate Republicans and House Democrats seem to agree on how much more money needs to go to schools, but they do take a very different approach. So Republicans in the Senate would impose a new state property tax levy of $1.55 per $1,000 of assessed value. And at the same time, so that would be a new state property tax levy. At the same time, they would phase out local maintenance and operation school levies. And they say this would actually be a tax break for about 80% of Washington property owners, the exception being Seattle area taxpayers,
yeah.
who would see an increase in how much they're paying in property taxes, because right now their local school levies are less than $1.55. So that's a very different approach than the classic raise and create new taxes approach that the Democrats are taking.
So as they work all this out, Austin, you've got the state Supreme Court giving them, the legislators, a deadline to figure out how to fund education. And under that deadline, I believe this is the legislature's last chance. So how do you think this is actually going to be worked out?
Yeah, this is the year that the legislature itself has said it will take action to reduce the dependence on local school levies to fund basic education. The Supreme Court has said by September 1, 2018, the start of that school year, the state has to be amply and constitutionally funding schools. So the deadline is upon lawmakers. And right now they are looking at two starkly and vastly different plans and proposals. Republicans, as of yesterday, were saying negotiations can't even begin on a final deal until the House passes its tax package, something the House says it has no intention of doing until there's a final deal. So we're not even sure they can get out of the gates, much less get to a final deal. There are a couple of things going for them. The two sides really aren't that far apart on how much they would spend overall on the budget. They pretty much agree on how much K-12 needs to get. They agree that the budget needs to balance over 4 years. But again, how they get there is they're like from different planets here. And it's very hard to see how they start to meld these two plans. There's already talk of a special session. We've seen them go till July before. I've heard people say maybe September this year.
Final topic then, Austin. A big issue in Olympia also is car tabs. A lot of people are mad at Sound Transit for taxing their cars with a formula that overestimates what those cars are worth. What's the legislature going to do about that?
Well, it's clear that Republicans see a red meat issue here. Outraged taxpayers who are howling over their car tab renewal bills, they want to prevent the State Department of Licensing from collecting the motor vehicle excise tax for Sound Transit unless Sound Transit agrees to change the way it values vehicles. Democrats seem more reluctant to meddle. They're talking about relief for seniors and those on fixed incomes, but not forcing a change in car valuations. I get the sense that Democrats want the solution to come from Sound Transit. Republicans want the solution to come from the legislature.
So for someone, you're a car owner or you're a transit fan, you want to know, is Sound Transit going to have to give up billions of dollars and not build some light rail lines? So far, their answer is...
My bet is that many Republicans would be just fine with that outcome. I don't see Democrats going for a quote-unquote solution that has that result. And keep in mind, you still have a democratically controlled House and a Democratic governor up against a Republican Senate here. I just don't see that scenario playing out. But I also don't see Republicans going quietly into the night on this one.
No. More noise to come. That's Austin Jenkins, KUOW's Olympia correspondent. And the regular session set to end April 23rd. Austin, thanks a lot.
Thank you.